AIDS in America rarely makes headlines anymore. In the mind of the public, the disease is still believed to be a sexually transmitted disease, mostly affecting male homosexuals, drug addicts, prostitutes, and promiscuous people. Starting officially in June 1981 as a gay disease, affecting only a few dozen men, there are now 800,000 reported U.S. AIDS cases and 460,000 deaths, mostly young men. The prediction of a major threat to the general heterosexual population never happened. Every December 1st is the World AIDS Day. This year, 2003, there are 36 million people worldwide estimated to be living with AIDS or HIV. 22 million people have died from the disease. This year, AIDS will get more attention than usual. On November 16, 2003, CBS TV was supposed to have transmitted The Reagans, a portrait of President Ronald Reagan, who presidented over the first years of the AIDS epidemic. The program was canceled due to its protests, particularly over a speech where Reagan says, "They live in sin, have to die in sin." There is no historical evidence that the president ever said such a line, and Reagan admirers fumed over the attempt by CBS to rewrite history. However, it is a fact that the political infighting between the various federal health agencies and the shameful refusal of the Reagan administration to fund AIDS research and education all combined to provide a serious movement against the governor's dealings with AIDS in the early years of the American epidemic. Most disconcerting is that the fact that Reagan never once uttered the words AIDS in public until March 1987, when 16,000 Americans, mostly gay men, have already died of AIDS. The media and AIDS scientists have never told the real history of AIDS and its origin to the public world. We are repeatedly told that HIV came from Africa. But how is that sexually and biologically possible? How could a supposedly black African heterosexual disease that some scientists claim has been around for decades or centuries in Africa suddenly transform itself into an exclusively white male homosexual disease in America, and at the time when AIDS was unknown in Africa? Since the beginning of AIDS epidemic, there have been persistent rumors that the disease was man-made, and that HIV was introduced to the American gay and the African black populations as a germ warfare experiment. This conspiracy theory was quickly denied by virologists and molecular biologists who blamed primates in the African bush and human sexuality for the introduction and spread of HIV. In the fall of 1986, the Soviets shocked the world by claiming that HIV had secretly developed at a Fort Detrick in the U.S. Army's biological unit. Although the claim was dismissed as an infectious propaganda, Russian scientists had worked hand-in-hand with biological warfare scientists in the transfer of viruses to primates, monkeys, and chimps during the 1970s before AIDS appeared. With improved international relationships, the Russian accusation disappeared. Although evidence supporting the man-made theory has never been mentioned in the major U.S. media, the theory continues to be made fun of. For example, in the San Diego Chronicle, Quest for the Origin of AIDS, January 14, 2001, William Carson writes, "In the early years of the AIDS epidemic, theories attempting to explain the origin of the disease ranged from the comic to bizarre. The deadly germ escaped from the secret CIA laboratory. God sent the plague down to punish homosexuals and drug addicts. It came from outer space, riding on the tail of a comet. AIDS certainly did not come from the hand of God or outer space. However, there is ample evidence to suspect the hand of a man of the outbreak of AIDS."